Yo, yo, yo. Who got smoke? You got smoke? I got smoke. You got smoke? They got smoke? And we got smoke. K Marie, where you at? I got smoke. Yes, 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 yes. It's your boy, Boy Black. Back with a reaction, but in the form of smoke. What you guys will be witnessing is a smoke show between myself and yours truly, K Marie. But we're gonna do this in segments because Monday is my day. You know, everybody loves Monday, just like your boy, Boy Black, EBH Black. Everybody hates black. So, I got Monday, she got Tuesday. She's going to react to the videos that I react to. Then Thursday or Friday, we're going to come on together and we're going to smoke it out. So, go ahead and hit that like button. Hit the like button. Let me go on and get us cracking. Let's get it going. Let me go ahead and share this. Make sure y'all go to the 2020 Podcast. This is brought to you by the 2020 Podcast. LLC, please say the LLC. This is brought to you by EBH Productions. Because today, what we're talking about is alpha females, the friend zone. Let me see. Alpha females, friend zone. Oh, yeah. Smashing the homie and happy babies. I don't mean happy like happy, but like, you know, you'll see what I'm talking about. But let me see. Let me go ahead and share this, y'all. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come on in. And if y'all ever want to come on the smoke show, just let me know. And then we can, you know, hash it out. Pun intended. Pun intended. Okay. I do got my boy with me, Big Cat Crush 19. You know what I'm saying? He wants to come and have smoke with your boy. You got smoke? I got smoke. Then we got smoke. So burn it if you got it, because we going to go in. What's up with Brody?
Man, about to burn it.
About to burn it? All right. Who got smoke? You got smoke. We got smoke. K Marie, where you at? I got smoke. Okay. I told you what we talk about today. We talking about gay babies, alpha females, friend zone, and smashing the homies. So I got four clips. Four clips. I'm glad you on here, bro. The more the merrier. So that way people don't be just saying, oh, black, you the only person on the earth think like that, or now it's other opinions other than my own. So, you know, I got a reputation to uphold. So, you know, I'm going to come with something that's not, you know, what everybody's thinking or fundamentally sound, so to speak. But here we go. First video. I got these off Instagram, some of these on TikTok. And the caption reads, mother says, please be gay to her infant son. I'm going to play the video, then we'll play it back and react to it. But this one's pretty short, so.
Gay baby. It's a gay baby. Gay baby. Gay. Please be gay. Oh. Okay. Be what you want to be, but be gay. Okay? Thank you. Right? No pressure. No pressure, but pressure. Gay.
Big Cat. What's your initial analysis of gay baby, please be gay, pressure, no pressure?
Well, Talking about, man? What? These is mental health issues printed all out on wherever you got it from. She has a serious mental problem, bro. Why would you want your child to be gay, first of all? So, like I said, what are we talking about, man? What's going on here? Who is she following? What is she listening to? She got things going on in her life that's just really not explainable for her to be running around saying that.
Yeah, the cool thing about it was a dude in the background, he tried to clear it up, say, be what you want to be. And she usurped that, the usurper. She said, no pressure but pressure. Like you said, why would you put that on the kid like that? Don't even give the kid an option. You raise a child the way they're supposed to go. So when kids end up thinking that they're confused, when boy black say that these kids are confused, this is what I mean by they're confused, because they know they're a boy, but you have the parent having an environment that's telling them something different that causes this confusion, and then we start making laws saying, oh, it's cool. If the kid says it, that's what we're going to identify it as. Like, why? The kid is confused. The kid's brain is not even fully developed, not even halfway developed. So I question, is her brain even developed? Because, and I blame the man the most out of all this, for sure. But her just going on there saying that, projecting that onto the child, that's crazy to me. That's crazy.
I mean, she really pushing it on me.
Bro, I'm sorry. You can jump in. This is the point that the first thing that I thought of was mental health issues. This is childhood trauma. This is childhood trauma before our eyes. Go ahead, bro.
Already putting the boy in trauma already. God put him here to be what he's supposed to be. Now you confusing him, telling him to be gay. You even got the shirt on him with him being gay. You ain't giving him no chance. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to automatically grow up thinking that he's supposed to be messing with boys, because his mama says so.
Right.
And mamas is really the first teachers in their life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good point. Here we go. Let's react.
Hey, baby. It's a gay baby.
So it's a gay baby. She's already labeled the baby.
I really gotta smoke.
Baby, gay. Please be gay.
Please be gay.
Got smoke.
Please be gay. Please be gay. And you know what would hurt my heart even more? This woman probably. I don't know about this woman. And when I'm talking about these videos, I'm not even necessarily talking about these particular people. I'm talking about people who subscribe to these ideologies. And if she's included into it, yes, I'm talking about her as well. But I'm talking about a bigger picture, not just this one situation out of many. But you're saying it's hurtful when they say they love God. That's the part that kills me. That's what kills me. When they say they love God and God loves everybody and all these things, like you said, bro, those are lies. Speaking of lies, the baby spit all in their face and everything.
Right, that's what I was gonna say. That's why he spit in her face.
Lie.
That's why he spit in her face.
Right. Baby's like, no.
Okay. Be what you want to be, but be gay. Okay.
Be what you want to be, but be gay. Be what you want to be, but be gay. That is the subcommunication that goes on underneath this. And this is how Satan works. He gives you a little bit of truth for what you want to hear, and then slide in the evilness underneath it. You know what they say about but? Everything before the but is not applicable. What's applicable is what's after the but. But one of the only places, if not the only place, where you will see the word but, and it is not that way, is in the Bible. For example, it say, love the Lord. I'm giving an example of something that can have a but at the beginning and at the end. It is not count, and then don't counters each other out. You can say, love your neighbor, but also love thyself. You know what I'm saying? It's not saying cancel that out. You know what I'm saying? It's saying do this and that. These things are joined together. So in the Bible, it works that way, but in society, everything before the but is not applicable. And so what she said is be gay. So she's putting that spirit on him already.
Thank you.
Poor child.
Right? No pressure. No pressure, but pressure.
No pressure, but pressure.
With the little kiss. Sealed it with a kiss. Sealed it with a kiss.
Damn snake.
All right, let's get off that one. Let's get off that one, bro. Make sure y'all like this. You know, I jumped out the box real bad on that one. All right, here's our next one. Yeah, but that one made me, that one, I looked at that one and was like, that's crazy. So I have to jump in. Let me get to the comments. Robbie D's. Nikki from the O, what's good? Yeah, what is the reason? Yeah, what's really going on here? I feel y'all. What's really going on here? All right, here's the next one. Here's a good one. Because this is a little something for y'all Monday. You know what I'm saying? Some people at lunchtime, they go out and, you know, hit the, you feel me? They smoke. You know what I'm saying? We got smoke. You got smoke. You got smoke. Do you have smoke? I got smoke. Do you got smoke?
I got smoke.
I had smoke with that last one for sure. All right, here we go. Here's the next one. When you have to remind her that you're just a friend, that you're just a friend.
Are you not gonna help me take this inside?
Nah, I'm in the friend zone.
Are you not walking the outside so I don't get hit by a car?
What? I'm in the friend zone.
Are you not gonna open the door for me?
I'm in the friend zone.
But then he closes it behind you.
Shut up. $34.99.
I'm in a friend zone, man. You better get some coke. How much for these chocolates?
I don't have any money on my card. You think
I'm gonna sign
me to finish
the train? Oh, hell no. I'm in a friend zone. To go where? New York.
All right, bro. Friend zone. The dreaded friend zone. So this is the thing about the friend. See, like growing up underneath a gentleman, and I know your dad's a gentleman too. Growing up, these things are secondary nature for us, right? To do these things. We do them without thought. But also with that comes with women thinking that they're entitled to that. And that's where we try to find the appreciation in that as men. Because if you're just thinking you should have that and no appreciation behind it, just all expectation. And then when it gets taken away, we as men look some type of way. They try to say that we are not gentlemen or chivalry is dead. But wait, what happened to Miss Independent? I can do it on my own. I don't need you. I didn't ask you to do that for me. You know what I'm saying? So then as men, we say, okay, let me get back in my lane. Let me step back in my lane. Let me mind my own business. And then they do that, right? Then they get mad. Bro, the dreaded friend zone. Now, some men don't like to be in the friend zone. Can you work your way out the friend zone? You absolutely can work your way out the friend zone. You got to just know what you're doing. But that's for a whole nother conversation. Bro, do you think bro was wrong for acting like the way he was?
I mean, not really, but I mean, shit. I mean, you was taught to open the door for a female anyway, so that's a little petty. I mean, but I get it. If I'm behind you, you get to the door first. Shit, what you want to know?
the person who gets to the door first wins.
Once you start opening, I'm right behind you. I'll go ahead and finish the task, but shit, you're going to get there and stop and wait for me to catch up. Oh, come on, man. What are we talking about?
Well, why she can't open the door for you?
That's what I just said. Get to the door and start opening it. Then I'll go ahead and finish and take over it. But you know what I'm saying? Don't get to the door and stop.
Oh, yeah. You're like,
get that. Nah. Yeah. Shit, then you taking liquor all up to the alcohol, all up to the counter. Shit, you didn't ask me what I wanted. You just start grabbing shit.
That's true, too. That's true, too. It's
34 something. Okay, go ahead, take care of it. What you telling me for?
That's true, too.
I'm just your friend, ain't I?
Right, that's what friends do, huh? When women together, they slide their card out and just swipe it, huh? Don't say nothing. Swipey, no swipeys. Right. They purchase for each other. I've seen it. Women are the most, I ain't got no money, but I could go somewhere, people ever.
You feel me?
So, and I ain't saying it's a bad thing. It just is. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if y'all ever hacked into the other podcast, we was told we can't even go outside without spending $50 to $100 on a woman. So, as men. So, that's what I'm saying. We can't go outside without nothing. But let's go look back at the video. Let's look at the funny parts. Because she moving the chair around and patio, he mind his own business. Look like he got smoke.
Are you not going to help me take this inside?
Why he laugh first?
Nah, I'm not.
She was mad. She's, Now, this I don't understand the whole walk on the outside. I understand you get it, so don't nobody pull up and grab her and jump in the car and all that. That used to be in the 1930s, 40s, 50s or something like that. Best believe if a car come running on the curb, it ain't gonna just hit the person nearest to the street. I know that. But hey, I get it. It's a chivalry thing.
Are you not gonna walk on the outside so I don't get hit by a car?
What? I'm in the friend zone.
Are you not gonna open the door for me?
I'm in the friend zone.
See that shit? You gonna stop right there and wait? See?
And she said, like, you ain't gonna open the door?
Nope.
Hey, why you going in? And he closed the door too, though.
That was the cold part. That was the cold part. He didn't close the door.
She was juiced. Let me get that pineapple and some rock. She busted out with the dance and everything. And look at your boy.
$34.99.
Hell no, I'm in the friend zone, man. You better get some coke. How much for these chocolates?
That boy said he wants some chocolate. He gonna get what he want. It's the expectation.
Yeah, don't be expecting it.
I have any money on my car. You think you could, sign me good for the train?
Oh, hell no. I'm in the friend zone. Go away. New York.
Now you should have said that before you got your ass up there.
Well, see, no, but see now, yeah, this one was a little extreme to me because if you and I was jumping on the BART or whatever and your clipper car didn't work or whatever it was, I'll let you use mine or come through when mine's open up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? However we play it out. But this is drawing a hard line. This is the hard line right here he drawing. But
he must have been trying to really knock them, and she just won't let him knock them.
Right. Hey, and you know what? It's funny that you say that.
So he like, all right, fuck it then. Since you want to keep doing that, then you know what? They didn't ask me to do nothing.
I mean, when I say nothing, I mean nothing. I mean
nothing.
How come in the friend zone, like, you expect a man to pay, open the door, pay for dinner, pay for lunch, protect you, all that, provide? How come y'all just don't give him a little kitty for being his friend? Just a little sample. You know what I'm saying? Like, just give him a little son. How come that ain't part of the friend zone?
Right. You rather go fuck with another nigga that you don't know.
No, they go pick the dude that's really, really, that's aesthetically pleasing to them. So then they get caught up in that and then wonder, and then he ain't got to do nothing. He ain't got to do nothing. And then the dude that do all the stuff that he talking about, he get put in the friend zone. Right? So how come the friend, female friends don't just give the homeboy a little something? Just, you ain't got to give him level 10 and level 8. Just give him a little level 5. Level 5. You ain't even got to top him off. Just give him a little twerk, 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 shake, 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 and go about your business. You know? Why y'all get to draw a hard line somewhere and we don't get to draw a hard line? I'm just asking. Like I said, me, I open the doors and stuff like that, but I'm just saying. But this is for entertainment purposes only. Nikki from the O say it's better to know who you're dealing with, for real. Low key women get friend zoned too.
Cut it out.
hey, cut it out.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Cut it out. Cut
low it key out. Though. I can give it low.
If that dude is your friend and you really want to get him, give him some, trust me, he ain't going to say no.
He's going to be like, no, we're just friends. He's not going to say, no, we're just friends. All right, here we go. Let's pop to the next one here. Oh gosh. So do I have smoke with that one? I got a little smoke with that. I don't have a bunch of smoke for that. I got a little bit. Yeah, a little bit of smoke. I appreciate old boy standing on principle. Let her figure it out. What they say, mess around, fuck around and find out. Let her do that. All right, here we go. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna let y'all know on a little hack right now. Whenever you see this guy, whenever I pop this guy up on the screen, I got smoke. 99.98% of the time. I'm not 68.2% of the time. It is 68.2 or more, but 90% of the time, I'm gonna have smoke with this guy right here. I promise you. I'm going to have smoke. So I'm going to just let it play. I'm about to fire up before I get fired up. Right. You already know. He's my favorite. He's usurped Derrick Jackson. Right now, Derrick Jackson is the GOAT to me at this point. That boy that fooled everybody and out here doing this thing and being the very dude that he was talking about, and women still follow him. So he's the GOAT. But this guy right here, That's your man's. All right, here we go. I definitely got smoke for bruh.
Men get so offended when women that they did not do right by and had no intentions of doing right by decides to go one of their homeboys.
These niggas taking jackets off and everything.
It's a valid question. It's a valid question. All right, Crutch. First of all, the question was framed all wild. Talking about why men that had no intentions to do right by a woman get mad when she wants to get with the homeboy. So, what do you think about getting with the homeboy? Because I have a strict rule when it comes to that, me personally. But what do you think about that? And why did these dudes have such a hard time answering that question?
Like, I don't know. It looked like one of them done did it or something.
You know what? You might have a point there. You might have a point there. Because he one of them snaky kind that'll do that. Yeah, you know your man, he told you he was going over here, but really he over there. He looked like one of them types.
Yeah, see, that's... Nah, I can't... Nah, see, that's one of them rules, bro. Why...
Oh, wait a minute. Now that I think about it, we could talk about this, actually. You and I. We could talk about this. Because we got experience in this, actually. We will change the names to protect the guilty. Well, I will. So, let's answer the question first. Why is not cool after any length of time to smash the homie? Because for one, you naturally think, was y'all always checking each other out like that? Was that something y'all right. always been on?
Right.
Was it a setup? You know what I'm saying?
Right. How long y'all been playing this game?
How long have you been playing this game? Now question the loyalty. Like, come on, like, all those things come to mind. And then if you my homeboy, why you want to be with somebody out there?
Right.
That's how that trifling dudes do. Smash on homegirl. That's when you in your trifling mode, when you in your trifling bag as a dude, you will smash whatever. Don't matter. There is no honor amongst thieves then. So when I hear women talk like this, they sounding like men. They're in their masculine bag. Oh, I want to F the homeboy now. Really?
Right. Yeah, because I'm already on that. Nigga, you was already on that. So now I instantly got an attitude with you. Then I'm already be mad with this nigga. Like, nigga, what? y'all think I'm a joke or something?
Because now I'm thinking you was hiding it with him. Yep. So where is your loyalty at? With him or is it with me? You call yourself protecting him. You protecting him from me? That don't make sense to me.
You wrong for that one.
Yeah, you wrong for that. So I got big smoke for this. All right, here we go. We're about to talk about alpha females. Bro, what is an alpha female? I've heard so many different definitions of this. Matter of fact, I ain't even know what an alpha female. I ain't never heard of an alpha female till just recently. First of all, like within the last 5 years, maybe. What is an alpha female? Since all these alpha females then popped up out of everywhere, what is your definition of an alpha female?
Shit, I didn't know it could be an alpha female. Was she running her own litter? The girls around her? I don't have no clue. Somebody gonna have to give me the definition of it, because I really don't know that one. I understand women being strong, and that's mind, body, and soul, but still, you ain't no alpha female. I mean, what is it? Just can't happen. It can't happen. I don't understand it. So what is the definition?
Yeah, so So to me, an alpha female would be, is a derivative of alpha male. So alpha male, they're, you know, a couple different types, but the two primary types is alpha and beta males. So alpha males are the leaders, the apex of the group, so to speak, of masculinity. And so I would think that alpha female would be whatever is the most dominant feminine version woman. All right. So not some strong, domineering business tycoon, 1100 degrees, all that stuff. That's not being an alpha female. Alpha female is the meekness, not to confuse it with weakness. Matter of fact, this is what old girl said. Are you an alpha woman and struggle with submission and meekness? Yeah, the most submissive and meek woman to me would be an alpha female. Not a woman that is so independent and masculine. I'm talking about the most dominant in the sense of, oh, I'm the nurturer. That's not to say you can't be a business owner or nothing like that, but that part right. is not what makes you, that's not the part that makes you the alpha. Just like the giving money to a woman, that don't make you an alpha male. The ability to lead and have boundaries and to build and to inspire and to teach, all those things, that's what makes you an alpha. So just because you pay something, that don't make you an alpha male. So just like you, if for a woman, if you got all these degrees and stuff and jobs and you're competing with men, anything you can do, I could do better attitude, that's just a female version of an alpha male. So that's what I see the issue is with that. And I think it's a big conundrum about it. Nikki from the O said, Google says a woman who has embraced her leadership ambitions, talented, highly motivated, and self-confident. Okay. Is that what make a man an alpha male? I would say no.
No.
I would say no.
So they're just actually using the wrong word to describe themselves.
Right. I would agree with that, bro. Because a woman that embracing her leadership ambitions, like women can be leaders, right? No one's saying that they can't be leaders, but how can they lead them and men? That's a different dynamic, and it's harder. Just like it's not the same leading men as it is leading a woman. When men lead each other, it's a different dynamic than when a man leads a woman. So your ability to lead what? What it, I mean, by definition, your leadership ambitions, because I hear a lot that because you're independent, that makes you an alpha woman. And then, so when you say independent, because you pay for your own stuff, I'm like, y'all supposed to pay for your own stuff. That's what y'all wanted. so how do you get extra for it? That's what men's supposed to do from the gate. Men got to do that from the gate. We don't walk around saying I'm independent because I pay my own bills. That would be a turnoff to a woman. She gonna say that's what you're supposed to do. Just like when men used to say I babysit my kids. How you babysit your kids? They your kids. Right. How are you independent talking about I pay my own bills? They your bills. I don't get them. I don't get that. Okay, Ms. Nikki say, a man who takes the lead in most situations and possess a high level of self-respect, confident, assertive, and self-assured. Okay. I can see that as a version. I wouldn't necessarily call that an alpha male, though. Well, the lead in most situations. Yeah, that might be me splitting hairs there. I don't know. That's a good, I guess, starter definition. But we'll see what your girl K Marie got to say about this. Now let's see if we can play with what sister girl say. Let's see. Let me get her up here. Let's see if they play her. And it says, I've been so used to being a leader and an alpha woman.
And making things happen and protecting my loved ones and the defenseless. But here I am in a marriage and you're calling me to be gentle and to be soft and to trust. I don't know what that is. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I was acting for a while. I was pretending and acting like literally, yes, daddy. What did you say? Yes, man of God. Okay, sure. And I really want to be like, that is dumb. This is stupid. You're making a dumb decision. This is bizarre. But because I started practicing and I kept reading the word and I kept reading Proverbs, and it's telling me to slow down. It's telling me to listen. It's telling me to be slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen, quick to understand. With my practice, with the word, beginning to water the seed that I was planting in me, and no longer was I practicing. I was just saying, daddy, you got me. And I meant it. I was just saying, man of God, you got it. I believe in you.
Hey, bro. Okay, she said a few things in there that I know that a lot of women ain't gonna say that is real, but they ain't feeling that. Slow to anger, slow to speak, listening, things that men have been saying forever, and we mean when we say listen.
Stop talking.
And we the ones get talked about we don't listen or we don't communicate. It's hard to communicate when you don't listen.
You ain't listening. The
opposite party don't listen, or you don't listen. She said, "Fake it till you make it." Well, she said she felt like she was doing the right thing, and then she got more and more into her word, and it was contrary to what her nature was. I'm gonna play it back, but what was your initial thoughts, bro?
I mean, it's. Like she said, she felt like just because she was doing that, she was automatically an alpha female. Okay, but newsflash, I mean, you're supposed to help your husband anyway. You guys are supposed to help each other together and work through whatever y'all got to work through, regardless of who making what, who doing whatever. So you was doing your part. Just like when a man do his part, he don't get no kudos for that. Talking about, oh, well, I did this, I did that. Nah, nigga, that's what you supposed to do. So because you was in a position to help a little more than whatever, then it made it a bad situation to where you felt like you had to be the boss. Nah, just mean you help right now. Sometimes you got to put up 65% of the workload if that's what y'all in. It don't mean you got to do it all the time, but I mean, help where help is needed.
Where I want to know, where in the Bible does it say you're supposed to divorce or leave your spouse when you provide more than they do?
Oh, I didn't know it said that.
Yeah, I don't know it said that either. I know it said a lot of things about enduring and not keeping score and slow to anger and. Those things, and those are tools to keep you from going down that road or having that selfish mind state instead of a selfless mind state. Men are supposed to be selfless while the women be selfish. Women supposed to do whatever they want to do while men sacrifice. That's what we have in the culture now. And being an alpha woman is that woman that could do whatever she wants. She's independent. That's why that word has been around for damn near 20 years now, probably, I think, that everybody starts saying independence. And that's not what relationships are supposed to look like. It's not your money and your money. It's the money. Money is an object. Money is an object. You don't walk around and say, well, you know, this is my towel and this is my this and this is my that. You just use it. Oh, you can't use my car or make sure when you, those are objects to be used. Why make money a third party in your relationship? And then wonder why you have something in the middle of it, a wedge in your relationship. Like you said, y'all put the money together and pay the bills. Because if the man only use certain amount of PG&E or electric, you don't want him to just put his part. You want him to pay a bill. Because it's a bill. But you supposed to have him struggle while you go jet setting and going to see the world and filling up your passport? Come on, that's not how God intended this. This life is not one big vacation. It's not. Sorry. I know a lot of us want to go back to our childhood where responsibility was very minimal, but too late for that. Your parents told you, don't be rushing to be an adult. But that's just what I'm saying. So Miss Nikki says she created the habit of submission, right? And she understood that alpha female tag is no longer something to hang your hat on. Yeah, I agree. The Bible doesn't offer that for allowance. But let's see what she said. Let's break it down real quick.
Leader and an alpha woman and making things happen and protecting my loved ones and the defenseless. But here I am in a marriage and you're calling.
So she's saying she the one protecting the loved ones and the defenseless. Nothing is wrong with that. Nothing is wrong with that. But the way a woman does that and the way a man does it is two different ways. Two different ways. That's why when we buy into this, we're the same thing. It creates confusion. Well, you know what happens when you saw earlier what confusion really, really looks like. We're same to him, but we have different roles and responsibilities. One is not more important than the other.
Right.
That's like saying, oh, the tire is more important than the lug nut. Well, if you don't have no lug nuts on your tire, guess what's going to happen? Seems like lug nuts are pretty important. And you can't go nowhere without a tire, so you can stick lug nuts on there all day. So we need to get out of this mindset. And this is what she's talking about.
Calling me to be gentle and to be soft and to trust.
To be gentle, to be soft, and to trust. Those are things that we're not seeing in our women right now. Being gentle and soft. We seeing resting bitch face, unapologetic, unbothered, don't trust nothing. You can tell them the right thing to do and advise it, and it comes into fruition and they still don't trust it.
Right.
Want to argue you down, tell you, well, this is just how I am, this is my truth, those aren't your kids. They are my kids. Whatever the trope is, you feel me? But the word don't tell you to be like that. So the further we get away from the word and we get more like the world, then the results is like what we saw earlier. Please be gay. Please be gay. Gay baby.
I don't know what that is. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I was acting for a while. I was pretending and acting like literally, yes, daddy. What did you say? Yes, man of God.
And this is something we talked about marriage. When you get married, things change. And that's one of my existential fears of marriage, if I have a fear of it. Well, I do have a slight fear of it. And this is one of the existential fears, is that you switch the game up once you get the commitment. You know, kind of like how people do when they go to the interview and they dress up nice and act all cool and prim and proper and all that. Then they get the job and a month in, they cussing somebody out in the break room. over some sugar cubes or some Starbucks or something.
Right.
Like, where did that come from? I thought you said you get along well with others. It's right here on your paperwork. And so when that switch up and then that switch up happened, then you already committed. So she was playing the role like, yes, daddy, but this is stupid. He's stupid. And how many times women go through that thought process and instead of cleaving, shout out to Nikki from the O, cleaving to their man or cleaving to the Lord to get to their man, they go to Jamaica or they go on a cruise or they go wherever that passport tell them to go. Oh, Costa Rica. They go girls trip. They go birthday party. They go graduation. They go BBL support, whatever it is that they be doing. Anything to be away from the house and the relationship and the husband. But you tell them what he want to hear.
Okay, sure. And I really want to be like, that is dumb. This is stupid. You're making a dumb decision. This is bizarre. But because I started practicing and I kept reading the word and I kept reading Proverbs.
And if you peep what she's doing, she kept, it's a process. You got to keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Got to read the body language. See, women, they masters of subcommunication. You read the body language. They a lot of time they won't tell you exactly what they thinking. Like men, we're just straightforward. You got to read between the lines. The body language is important when reading with them. You got to keep doing it over and over. And we live in a society now where if you do something two or three times, oh, I'm over it. You put a seed in there, water it a couple of times, you don't see nothing, then you like, it don't work. Like how? Why you think women get smacked out so hard over edibles? Because they eat it and be like, I don't feel nothing. Just wait. And then they eat more. The next thing you know, they're at the hospital all paranoid. It happens to dudes too, but this usually happens more to women. But they don't want to trust the process. They don't, and they'll go, and that's what I understand. You'll go get a 10-year degree and trust that process, but won't trust the process with somebody you sleep with, had kids with. Uh-oh, let me play this. They start talking about, you start reading Proverbs, the book of wisdom.
And it's telling me to slow down.
Slow down. That's what I think men say that all the time. Calm down. I'll never tell no black woman to calm down. You don't tell no woman to calm down. Okay, so what we need to do is say, slow down, please. Is that a little better at least? What you think, bro? Let's start saying slow down.
Telling me to listen. It's telling me to be slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen, quick to understand. With my practice, with the word, beginning to water the seed that I was planting in me, and no longer was I practicing. I was just saying, daddy, you got me. And I meant it. I was just saying, man of God, you got it. I believe in you. I've been
so. I like that one. So before women start talking about, but he gotta be a man of God. I can make all the excuses in the world y'all want to. I'm just saying, no one's perfect with God. Nobody is hacked all the way in with God. If your man got a relationship with God, don't try to gauge it based on yours, because that could be dangerous. If he got a relationship with God, that's all he needs. That's it. Let that work. Let that work. Miss Nikki say, slow down definitely sounds nicer than calm down, right? Oh yeah. Yes, cleave, glue, adhere, point and stick. Yes. Okay, so let me see if I can get this one to work.
Miss Nikki said it sounds nicer.
Yeah, it sounds nicer. I'm sure it does.
So now we all right. That's where I get confused at. That's where I get confused at. So it ain't so much of what you say, it's the sound in which you say it.
Well, Well, tone does matter, but they be lying. Because you can say it in the nicest way, and it's still, they just don't want to hear what you said. Tone does matter, though. It does. And even the word tell you to, you know, kind of be careful with your tone, because women being the weaker vessel, not being like y'all weak in the sense of we're better than, like, stronger. A hammer is stronger than a porcelain cup. But, you know, a porcelain cup can hold tea. A hammer can't. So it's just more delicate. So you got to treat it more delicate. And so,
like Nova said, cut the bullshit. Say it soft or aggressive, they still ain't going to listen.
So I have no smoke with that last one. The last one we talked about, I have no smoke with. Sister Girl was right. I concur with that one. So we'll see what Miss K Marie got to say. I'm going to send her the clips of this. Thank y'all for hacking in with us. 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. I want to thank my brother for coming on, smoking out with me. If you want to get on the smoke show, just go on and hit the inbox. Join the 2020 Podcast. And we out. Smoke session.
Smoke session. It's the session.
Session.